Hello, and welcome to another episode of the BDO Debt Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Tara Bellio, and I'm sorry to say that summer is coming to an end. Hopefully, you were able to enjoy some time off with family and friends. I know I did. I got to hang out with some of my girlfriends who came home from other cities, and we like to get together and have a good time. And we had a lot of barbecues and my son playing in the backyard. It was a good time. But September is just around the corner, and I like to think of September as kind of a new year. It's maybe because it's a month full of change. It's where families get back to more predictable routines, little and big kids are back in school, and the weather starts to cool off. So there's that feeling of a fresh start or turning over a new leaf when September comes along. So we're trying to look at September as an opportunity to make some financial resolutions that we can put into play for the rest of the year. So if you're one of those people who feel refreshed and ready to get down to business when September comes along, you may already do this. So think about it like this. September resolutions is like a kickstart or a head start on your 2019 resolutions, or a chance to revisit the promises you made to yourself back in January and find a way to follow through. Our licensed insolvency trustees have some great ideas for realistic financial resolutions for this time of year. You might be surprised at how much progress you can make between now and January 1st without the additional pressure that comes along with making, you know, New Year's resolutions. Joining us in this episode is Jennifer McCracken from our Vancouver office, Jasmine Brown from our Saskatoon office, Nancy Sneddon from our St. John's office, and Jason Stopel from our Thunder Bay office. Hi, Jennifer. A lot of people see September as a new year. I'm one of them. So today we're talking about getting a head start on your financial resolutions. Number one on our list is resolve to tackle your consumer debt. Can you talk a little bit about this?
This is a really important priority. We know that Canadian households owe $1.68 in consumer debt for every dollar of disposable income. We also know that many Canadians report that they live paycheck to paycheck, in part due to the high level of debt that they're carrying. We also know there's regular stories in the media that Canadians are carrying a lot of consumer debt, and there's a lot of talk about interest rates. There's an expectation that the Bank of Canada will continue to increase interest rates, and we will have an announcement this coming July. So we're waiting to see what the result will be. Any Canadians that have debt tied to the interest rate of the Bank of Canada is going to feel a greater pinch should those rates go up. We think that one of the messages we have here at BDO Canada is that September really is a great time to make repaying the consumer debt a priority. Household and work routines are back to a more predictable schedule. Many people feel re-energized and ready to tackle new projects at this time of year. So we think that maybe spending some energy and focusing on budgeting and paying down debt would be a great time to start, and also do it in advance of those January resolutions and before holiday season kicks in. Find a plan that works for you. There's lots of resources on our website, debtsolutions.bdo.ca. And for people that are having difficulties tackling their own debt, that, you know, they have just too much debt or they don't know the best way to go about it, you can talk to a debt professional like myself for advice and assistance. We're always there. I know it's a lot of pressure on you and it takes a lot of work to make that first phone call, but we know that there's many out there that have questions. Once the debt is resolved, it is really important to revisit your budget. It's something that is habitual and you'll want to stay focused on it day by day and really set that example for yourself and for your family.
Jasmine, I'm sure that a lot of Canadians would agree that having some savings put aside is a good thing. You have a simple resolution to share when it comes to savings, which is set a new savings goal. Can you expand on that?
So some ideas for September savings goals are to say no to too much student debt for your kids. So brand new parents or parents of young children, open an RESP or other long-term saving account for your kids. Time is on your side. Even if you're only able to make small regular contributions, it will make a difference. And let other family members know that you have opened the RESP. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, they may want to contribute on special occasions like birthdays, graduations, and that type of thing. Another thing, are you prepared for an emergency? So you want to start a rainy day or emergency fund. 3 to 6 months of expenses is the general rule. Give yourself time to accumulate what you need. This isn't usually a goal that you can accomplish by the end of the year or too quickly, but it's something to work toward. Promise yourself that you will make a contribution of what you can each month. The upside will be that once that emergency fund is established, you won't have to pull out your credit card when life happens, when your hot water heater dies or your spouse is laid off, etc. Plan to save instead of relying on credit cards. So sit down and make a list of all those one-time and special occasion expenses that come up during the year. So those are things like Christmas, sending kids back to school, summer vacations, family break, birthdays, graduations, etc. Figure out how much are you spending and how much can you spend without adding to your debt. Divide that number by 12, and that's what you want to be setting aside. So put something aside each month for those types of expenses. You can even create a separate savings account for holidays, birthdays, back to school, vacation, etc., and consider setting up automatic deposits to each account on a monthly basis. Revisit those goals quarterly. And this also works well for avoiding debt for larger purchases and expenses like appliances, home repairs and renos, vacations, etc., because you have taken the time to plan ahead.
Nancy, as you know, we're pretty enthusiastic about financial literacy around here. September resolution number 3 is to learn a new money skill. Tell us why that's such a good idea.
So financial literacy really is a lifelong learning because there's so many things that can come up in your life that you may have not have thought about before. You may have not come across before, whether it's applying for credit for the first time, or maybe you're applying for your first mortgage. Maybe, you know, people have been telling you, hey, have you ever checked your credit score? Do you even know what your credit score is? Should you check your credit score? Like, there's all kinds of things that come up from a financial perspective that we can continue to learn about as we go through life. And it's, you know, it's never a bad thing to reevaluate things that you thought you knew either. So maybe you haven't strictly been budgeting, but you feel like you have a good handle on what's coming in, going out. Well, maybe you could sit down and reevaluate and redo your budget and make sure you really do know where you're spending your money and how much you are versus could be putting away as savings and so on. It's never a bad time to learn a new money skill or a new financial skill. And there's all kinds of information on the internet, all kinds of professionals in your community that are always available to help you out with that, both for, you know, fee and no fee.
Our 4th September resolution is to resolve to start talking about money. Jason, why is this an important promise Canadians should consider making to themselves and to their families?
Scheduling regular money talks with your partner, spouse, and family is integral to the financial success for the household. The more comfortable that a family is talking about finances with each other, the better they will work together, the better they're going to communicate, and the easier it will be to reach financial goals when those goals are shared amongst each other. Parents with adult children can talk about mutual expectations as it relates to pitching in for household expenses, making sure that your child is saving towards their university or college education, making sure that they're putting a little bit of their part-time job money away. These types of discussions with your adult children sets them on a critical and good path for their life ahead of them. By making sure that our children have the financial literacy to make good decisions, making sure their children have the financial literacy to understand and take care of a budget, will help them be successful as they age and become adults of their own with their own households. When you have small children, including children in the discussion about finances is critical. Children want to feel like they're involved. Children want to feel engaged in the decisions that are being taken for the household. Including children in talking about vacations, allowances, the cost of a new bicycle, the cost of a lunch meal. All of those items, when we talk to our children about it, they can feel comfortable that they're involved in the discussion. As well, that starts to build the financial literacy skills for our children at a very early age. Taking some money out of their birthday money that they get and putting it into a piggy bank. Talking to them about opening their own bank account. All of these build key critical financial literacy skills in our children that they'll carry with them for the rest of their days.
A big thank you to our LITs, Jennifer, Jasmine, Nancy, and Jason, for their tips, advice, and inspiration. Thank you for listening, and we encourage you to share this podcast with friends and family and to make your own September money resolutions. For more podcasts and videos, visit our YouTube channel, BDO Debt Solutions Canada. Until next time, I'm Tara Bellio, reminding you that it is possible to leave debt behind.